Peace.
That's only happened one other time in the
was going to NFC Championship games. He even went to a Super Bowl.
Like five and Niggas was
for the NFC Championship game. They got a hell of a team. They call plays that fits all.
Everybody, what up, what up? We still got some music going. There we go. What up, what up, what up? Yo, Jinx. That's a little like a new name in there. But yeah, appreciate everybody joining us tonight on a Tuesday, April 2nd. April 2nd, mm-hmm. The day we survived April, at least maybe y'all did. I didn't. I felt like a fool yesterday, bro. I was so confused. I was like, what? Theon Lovejoy, man. That's crazy.
Man, that's hilarious.
Anyway, we're not going to hold y'all up much longer, so we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. This is the place where sports opinions collide. That is sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Bean. Joining me on the show.
Desolate over there. Tumbleweeds blowing.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, they say it's no country for old men. Man. Jeez. It's pretty rough.
But it's that time of year.
It is. Well, you know, I think it just happened this way. Mm-hmm. Normally, it's right after playoffs.
Yeah,
after
basketball playoffs.
When we take
playoffs.
about a minute off. But y'all see Spike here with me. And y'all see him on the screen. We got Nick here.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm sure y'all hear from Jalen as well. FIFO wasn't able to make it. He told me Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Shelton was so down and out after North Carolina lost, he just had to go out of town, bro. So he hit me last night and saying, he hit me with the Magic Johnson.
Oh, I ain't going to be
here. So,
this is what we thinking about talking about.
Yeah. Shit.
Good luck. I hope y'all figure it out.
Yeah, so he up out of there. I don't know where he at. He just sent the message. So, before we get into the show, man, make sure you guys check out Dead in Hip Hop and check out Frames Per Second. And, of course, check out Is the Mic Still On? Other shows that we have on the network. And along with Dead in Gaming. So, you know, it's going to be quiet in here. They're not recording. So you won't hear Granddad Willie nor B. yelling as usual, but yeah, man, we RKF Master said Bucks lost to the Wizards. Yeah, they're gonna be a first round exit, bro. But anyway, we got some news to talk about as usual. We're gonna start with March Madness. We're gonna recap everything that went on over the last week since we've been out. Let's start with, let me see where we're here. Yeah, there we go. We're going to save that one for later because I know she on the graphic. What was the most surprising thing that happened during the Elite Eight round for the men's NCAA tourney?
NC State. I think going even all the way back to them winning five games straight through the ACC, beating Duke, then beating Duke again. In the tournament, I think that was the most surprising thing. I didn't expect to see NC State there. I also didn't expect Edie to be playing good. The dude from Purdue, I thought he was a wash. I didn't really think he was any good because he hasn't showed up in previous tournaments. We know they got beat by a 16 seed at one point. So it's Edie's performance and NC State as a whole being in the Final Four. Those are the most two surprising things to me.
I saw a clip on social media about maybe one of you guys shared it in the chat, the shot that changed everything, not only for NC State, but definitely for Duke. You know, it was that shot, and they won a game in OT. It was some three-pointer they made to tie the game, and they went on to win in the OT.
And that's when they went on a run.
Yeah. I you know what? I think for me, man, and again, I still haven't been watching these games, but I keep up with the results.
Mm-hmm.
Because I turned on one of the games and I just saw them running up and down the court. I was like, "This is awful. I'm good." I was watching a bit of UConn and yeah, because they went on that probably
30
is the most
run was
yeah
crazy.
The 30 to nothing run, because I had to see how that went down.
Yeah,
like how the hell do you go on a 30 to nothing run? You can't initiate a foul or something,
like a timeout and drawing a play up from the timeout, like anything.
Man,
a free
yeah.
throw, that was insane.
Yeah, that made absolutely no sense. Yeah, so.
But that's par for the course, I feel like, for men's college basketball. I feel like you anywhere you see that happen, it would be NCAA men's.
30 nothing? What did I ask you in B Sunday? Are UConn, are they really that good to go on a 30-0 run?
30-0 run, you did
you
say
know, because
yeah.
B said they that good. But
they said,
Hurley's
system is crazy, they said. He has the best system. They're saying in college basketball, they're expecting him to be the next generation, like Coach K and what's my man name from Dylan Smith, Tom Izzo. Yeah, they're expecting him to be that next person, like throughout this next generation.
I don't know if we're gonna have one. What about
didn't
you,
they,
Nick?
Didn't they say that about what's dude's name from Villanova? They hype because he won two titles, didn't he?
Oh, and he on CBS now?
Yeah, they said the same something like him. They always trying to crown somebody, but it's always a white man too. for me, I mean, Lou took some of my notes, but I would say Bama, Roll Tide, you know what I'm saying? That's my alma mater. Bama making it this far into the tourney was surprising because I didn't think they were. I know they're not bad. It's just that usually by this time, all the good to great teams, they either fizzle out. Like we see North Carolina and Duke get knocked out by NC State. I was expecting the same thing with Bama, but they kept on pushing. And for me with NC State, I'm thinking, is this the return of the big man? Obviously, we got a mix between Zach Randolph and Kimbo Slice on the court. You know what I'm saying?
And Eddie Winslow.
the whole Winslow family in one being. That really made that. I love how like they beat North Carolina and Duke. Like Manny didn't say shit in the chat. Sheldon couldn't say shit in the chat. It was beautiful. We had peace and quiet in the chat for a good
man.
Weekend. And I just want to, honestly, they're probably, I mean, I'm rooting for Bama, but I definitely want to see them. I want to see how far they can go because I'm like, they're on a hell of a tear. And I don't believe in Connecticut. I'm sorry. I don't believe in UConn. I know that.
They won just a couple years ago.
I know, but I just don't believe in them. Like, I don't think they that good.
They don't look that good. They don't got a good player. That's the thing. They not one of those teams that have a standout player, but they got a college basketball all about systems. We always credit Tom Izzo.
They got
the best system left. I would rather NC State. I think NC State is the most interesting story. They the only thing that it really has been to talk about throughout the men's tournament. But I think with UConn, I see what you guys see when you say, "Yeah, hey, I don't look that good." However, the record speaks for itself.
Oh, don't listen to me.
Yeah.
I want to be very, very clear. Don't listen to me. But what I saw, I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Last year they won it, the year before that. Are they defending champs?
I ain't paid attention to college basketball like that.
But they wasn't impressive last year. They don't have an impressive player. They don't have a DJ White. They don't even have the tall dude from Purdue.
This year sounds like, you remember when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and they said like their defensive line. Their defensive line was like the best damn near of all time with like 70 plus sacks. They even better than the Steel Curtain, all that stuff. And then when you see them, and then you saw that Super Bowl, you was like, they don't look that good. They don't look that intimidating. That's kind of like how I feel with Connecticut. It's just like, or UConn. And since I'm up here, I get to see them more because they're on TV. Everybody talks about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at them. I'm just like, I mean, I guess if y'all win the games, y'all win the game. So you can't poo-poo that. But they're not. Everybody's talking about they're like the runaway favorites. I feel like they can get upset. I think they will get upset in the Final Four.
You think they play Alabama?
Yeah.
You think Alabama can beat them?
I think Alabama can beat them.
Interesting.
Because if you're just talking about system, they just you're not talking about a player or like a difference maker.
Alabama don't have that either. They the least interesting team.
They are. But to me, something about Alabama got more grit. Well, not more grit, but I feel like they have. They got something to prove. Not to say Connecticut doesn't, but I mean, UConn, they're a basketball savant program. So like, them being here makes sense. But I don't think that they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna last. And I could be hating because I'm picking Bama because they're my alma mater. But
I think that's what it is. I think UConn wins in blowouts in both of the games, and neither one of the games is gonna be good. They're gonna blow out Alabama. They're gonna blow out whoever they're playing.
I don't think it's gonna be a blowout. It's gonna be a close game. It's gonna be a close game. Even if they win, it's gonna be a close game.
I think we look at it two blowouts. I think you may get the only good game. I think first of all, this Final Four is gonna be terrible on the men's side. You're gonna get a blowout with the Alabama-UConn game, when UConn blowing out Alabama. NC State and Purdue will get close early, but I just don't think the NC State going to have the gas to keep up with them for the whole game. So I think we're going to have fairly boring games on Saturday.
Nah,
Purdue
I think
versus UConn.
And then the end, Purdue versus UConn, you get the star, who they try to, the 7-4 dude, and then the team, and then they're going to do that whole thing.
I got the Battle of the South. I got NC State versus Bama.
NC State?
I'd love to see NC State do it because I like the DJ has been my
wicked. I mean, they
DJ Burns?
I like him, man.
Ain't he chubby?
Yeah, fat boy. I like fat boy.
Man, the days of track, what is it? Rock tractor trailer is over, bro.
He been putting in work, kid.
Nah, man, hold on. Y'all can't be hyping this DJ Burns guy. Y'all shitting on Zion.
Kid, he won 5 straight games in the ACC. Nobody's saying, like, this ain't even an NBA thing. We just saying right now. I ain't saying he's going to be a pro player. I don't know how good he may be at pros. They talking about putting him in the NFL over the last day.
Like it, yeah.
But I'm not sure how good he'll be at the next level. But this right here, he hooping.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think
6'9", 270, Ken.
Come on, bro. Bro, Ken, it's T. Grizzly on the court, bro. He going to do something, bro. I don't know. It's upset city to me for Final Four. Mm. And I'm putting my money where I'm out this, so I'm betting heavy on this.
This man,
poor guy, gonna lose his money this weekend.
What you mean? Hey, when I'm balling, I pull up at the golf course on you, man. Don't say that.
I'm going by the chat, bro. Like, I think I'm UConn and Purdue. I think the thing with NC State, When I looked at the score, I think of course at halftime they were winning, and then next thing I know I saw Spike was like Manuel, and I was like, oh shit, them fools lost. It's like because when I saw the matchup Duke versus NC State, I was like, oh, they're gonna win that game easy, mm-hmm. You know. So I mean, you had a lucky matchup. I meant to go back and watch the game because I wanted to see how that downfall happened, because I hate Duke. I don't like Duke. It's one of the few teams, institutions that I still have hatred for. So it's right there with Alabama. But I don't hold on to it as much as I do with Alabama. Alabama's different. But now that they're about to go back to the projects, now that Saban's gone, it's going to be glorious. But I can't even hate on them because it ain't going to be really shit to hate on because they're going to be so terrible.
Because they ain't going
to
be the same Alabama.
Right. Man. Let me see them win a bunch of games and then suffer an utter defeat.
Yeah.
But when they lost that game, for me, it was delightful. But I definitely know Shelton was happy. I just don't know how the hell North Carolina lost. That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like they beat two big top programs in this sport for college in the same year. It wasn't like they had like, oh, last year they beat North Carolina, this year. No, they beat them both. They're the most dominant.
Twice.
They beat Duke twice. So they're the most dominant program this year in the state. And to me, that says something about, I guess, I don't know, it's just the juice that they got going on or whatever, or if Fat Boy really got, you know what I'm saying, he got the Midas touch.
That game, man.
Like, I'm just, you know, when it comes to these college games and all that stuff, whether it's football or basketball, you got to ride the hot hand. And right now, bro, they hot. And I don't give a damn. I don't care if the white AD for Purdue playing. Oh, he ain't doing shit. He ain't going to do a goddamn thing.
The white AD. That's funny.
Yeah, because it's so funny, man. Because I wish he was here. I wish Shelton was here. Because I wanted to ask him. Because he picked most of the – because I need to ask. Because one of the criterias that he pointed out was he said that – they know how to stop the runs. And I was sitting there, was like, I ain't never heard of that before. that's a new one. So I wanted to hear what happened, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, so they up out the paint. Let's see. Let's jump to the woman's side of things. Unless y'all had something else.
Get to the main event.
This is the main one. This what broke my heart, Ken. This what broke my heart.
So let's I don't even know where to begin. So the most surprising thing we saw, because y'all been watching it more than me. I ain't watching them.
No, that's Jalen. Jalen the one who got that damn cape on every time we talk about his
He waved the flag. I was throwing to Jalen. Jalen the expert in women's college basketball. He said that.
I mean, we can jump to the bit where we get what his surprise thing. Melissa is not even better to fucking lead. Caitlin Clark ended LSU's DEI program last night. Oh,
hey, Ken, you know what they call her in the streets?
What's that?
Hey, Ken, Caitlin Clark. Hey, that's what they call it in Louisiana right now, boy. Oh, they got picket signs and some more shit for
her. Bruh, that shit, man.
It's going to be hard to beat her this year, bro. She is super talented, and like all the hype that's behind her, like there's some calls and shit that's always gonna go her way. She got that superstar treatment now, so it was gonna be really hard for LSU to beat them again, and I think it's gonna be hard for UConn to beat them or whoever else played them. Even South Carolina, as good as they is, like Caitlin Clark is the poster child right now. She's about to get the Kobe, the Jordan calls throughout the rest of the tournament. But LSU put up a valiant effort. I was really surprised at Angel Reese. Angel Reese did her thing. She came out like she wanted to win it. Like, y'all ain't this. She ain't finna take this from me. I'm finna hold it down for us.
She knew what was at stake, bro. She knew what was at stake. That's why I think she was mostly crying like, damn, bro. The memes about the hit. I'm about to see nothing but sloths in my mentions. And what's the dude from Ice Age that they keep saying she looked like? She knew it was about to go.
You coming in hot. I know you're talking about the little
I'm just saying, bro. I'm not saying nothing about, like, I think she's a beautiful. Hey, look, I don't disrespect black women on this program like I used to. But, nah, like, she knew what was at stake. Like, this is her senior year, too. Like, Shaq was giving her a heavy endorsement all year round. You know what I'm saying? He got her on the Reebok
that's
team.
That's
that's what they all say, nigga. That's like Africans when we talk about aunts and uncles, bro. We ain't related to half the niggas, bro.
This was the highest rated women's college basketball game ever at 12.9 million viewers.
What does that say to you, Luda? Are you surprised at all? Does that
just, MAGA was that, tuning in, bro. They took the country back last night, like I told y'all in the chat. You know, so
hey, Caitlin should have came out there in them Trump ones, boy. She would
have. Hey, if she came out, hey,
she would have pissed y'all niggas off in them Trump ones.
Hey, Lou, if she came out in them Trump ones and scored them, and she did them 40, bruh, them the stock, Fat Joe's stock price is going up for the ones he got, bruh. That game pissed me off because somebody said in the chat already that the coaching scheme the second half was horrendous, or just the way they defended her most of the game, Caitlin, as far as LSU.
She couldn't defend her.
But it was like they didn't really even try schematically to even try to take her out. Like, they just thought that maybe she would just, like, cool off. And to me, that would piss me off the most, because it was like, bro, this is, like, literally, like, y'all can compete. It's just that y'all just doing dumb shit.
I think that they thought that the other girls wasn't going to come to play as much as they did, and they showed up. Like, they came and they did their thing, and that way, on top of Caitlin 41, I think another lady had 20. One chick had like 14 rebounds. Like, they came and they done their thing. But I agree with you, Milwaukee. She didn't make no schematic changes. It was like, okay, Caitlin gonna get 40. Can we stop anybody else? And they just happened to let other people get off way too much. And Flo J is really good from LSU.
Flo J.
She the rapper, kid.
I fuck with her. I fuck with her too.
Y'all fucking with me.
I'm dead ass,
bro.
Dead ass. Go look it up, bro. You sleep.
Flo J, bro. Nah, I'm cool. I'm
flying. I call her Flo J for the rap aesthetic, Jalen. But it is Fly J.
Oh. You know, I felt like it's almost like they had to sacrifice Kim Mulkey, bro. Because they, you know, isn't she the racist white lady or whatever? But she just picked the wrong.
I feel like she hyped that story up more. I wouldn't even notice that story if she hadn't came out and said, I'm going to get my lawyers and shit, and y'all better make sure y'all don't say nothing defamatory about me.
Mm.
I read the story, and it was like, this is about what I expected from a racist white woman. Like, it wasn't nothing like, oh, I can't believe she did that.
Yeah, and most of the LSU, they black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. She felt right at home.
telling niggas what to do.
Yeah.
Is it the players or the school?
Yeah, the players.
Oh, yeah, the players, yeah.
Yeah, players. Yeah, a bunch of Negroes in the room, bruh. Was she telling them what to do? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She signed up for this. But it was either she had to go with Caitlin Clark. There's way more money in Caitlin, you know, or KK Caitlin than it is Mulkey. Mulkey done her job last year. And I promise y'all, and this is why I said this to y'all in the chat, Caitlin better than me. Caitlin better than me, Nick, because I swear, if I won that game, I'm talking to John Cena, bro. I'm paying her back, bro.
I'm getting a handful of. I had the ring pops ready for my all fingers, and I'm doing that all in her face, bro. I'm getting a Reese Puff deal off of that because I'm gonna say I ate her up.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, bro. She took the high road, right?
Yeah, that ain't her brand. Like, that's her brand is the wholesome country white girl. And, like, I don't think, even though she does, like, the trash talking in the Cena, she ain't doing that to Angel Reese. She hit it in her jaw. Like, we're not even making off the court.
Not even that, just like coming off that LA Times story, like, that's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be a little bit sensitive. I think she, I don't know who's in her head. It's like, all right, you're going to double down on it. Like, they're obviously trying to. It's a black and white thing. It's Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson. Magic, you know, Johnson. You know, Indiana State versus Michigan State type shit. So it's just like, of course they're gonna try to pit that. So I think she just didn't want to feed into it. However, I would have been like, fuck it, nigga, you won, nigga, shit.
Her and Angel Reese both did a good job leading up to it, not feeding into it, because they asked Angel Reese about Caitlin being like her enemy, and she was like, bro, I don't even look at it like that. It ain't even that deep. Is what
they
she
say
was
they
saying.
Homies. They, you know, really, they're friends.
I could see them being friends off the court. But yeah, she was like, both of them played it well. Was like, we don't even look at each other that way. Yeah, it's competitive, but
because
you know, with Magic and Bird, as you referenced, Nick, they really didn't like each other. It was a long time before they really even rocked with each other.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think Reese fucked with her for real either. I think it's just for the cameras and whatnot.
But she still stated, she still played political, like, no, because they asked her. They was, like, specifically asking her, is this your rival, or you look at her as a villain? And she was like, nah, bro, it's not that deep. But the dude that wrote the story about Mocha got in trouble, he had to apologize for some shit.
Yeah, he sent out an apology afterwards, but shit, I don't know. That brought more newspapers was bought in this month or last month than ever.
Facts.
I'm especially telling y'all, bro. This was the perfect redemption story for them. Mm-hmm. Now they just got to get Trump back in office. They get Trump back in office, Caitlin Clark done beat Angel Reese. Like, black folks got they ass humbled, you know. And I mean, this was like perfect, bro. They couldn't have wrote a better script, bro. So yeah, it was probably a bunch of other black folks out there talking just like Angel Reese.
Yeah,
you know, I was getting death threats and all kind of. Man, shut your ass up! You had a lot to say last year. All the black people had a lot of shit to say last year. So yeah, this is what it is. So
my most disappointing thing, if we done with that game,
yeah, keep going, yeah.
Was Juju, man. I hated to see her lose.
Boy.
Man, I hated to see her lose, bro.
Man.
And she ain't got what she does. I mean, there's other ladies on that team.
Was there, bro?
She was out there dolo, man. And holding it down, too, though. Like, she was by herself still keeping them in the game for a while, at least. Then it just got out of her head. But I enjoy seeing her. I look forward to, like, her over the next however many years. She's staying in college.
It's gonna
going
be all
to the WNBA even more than Caitlin, like. She the real deal, bro. That looks different when you see her play.
Nah, yeah. That game was the one, because I'm like, all right, LSU, you could argue Caitlin Clark's the best player in college basketball right now, period, men's and women. But with USC, it was just like, come on, bro. Like, All you gotta do is
they want to give her the ball, bro.
It was like they gave her the ball too late. It was just like, and then on top of that, like she was literally, of course, you could see at the by the towards the end, the second half, it was like she was trying to like shoot her way back into the game, and it was like she even brought that up in the press conference. She was like, I need to work on my efficiency. I need to work on this. I'm like, you ain't got to work on shit, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? You good? It's these other Neanderthals. These other, I ain't trying to say the B word because they kids. These broads, you know what I'm saying? That ain't hold you down. They ain't do shit. And they was just they was letting them shoot three. They ain't, don't get me in trouble, Ken. This ain't with all due disrespect. I say that. I say my hot takes for that. But nah, they didn't give Juju a damn. Like it was just her, and so it was like watching the 2000, what was it, 01 finals with the 76ers.
That's what it was like when LeBron,
when he took them to the, against the Spurs. I'm talking about when it was AI versus basically Shaq and Kobe.
That's another good one. Gino Auriemma, the UConn coach out of the game, he was like, bro, you need to go pro. Like, don't come back for another year. If you go to the WNBA, you go overseas, you go to the Big Three, wherever it is, just don't come back to USC. He said that's what he told her after the game.
Told Juju,
He was like, he said,
I ain't trying to see you no more.
He ain't trying to deal with them problems. That's what it is. But nah, she's like you said, Lou. She's next up. I think I think she could be maybe not see, bigger.
That's what I was going to ask you. As far as
I don't care. She can't.
You don't think she could transcend, like even be bigger than some men basketball players?
Who, Caitlin Clark?
No,
Juju.
Because Juju's still a freshman.
Ain't gonna happen.
Why y'all say I think she can, bro? Who
talking about Juju, bro, besides y'all?
Everybody.
Where?
Jalen?
What?
Never mind. Who talking about Juju?
Me, black people.
That's where it starts.
That's it.
Wait, she a freshman. She got 3 to 4 more years in Los Angeles, California. People finna start Juju's paying attention. I think she can transcend. Like, she'll be as popular as some of the men in 3 to 4 years. Especially if Caitlin Clark does what you expect her to do with the WNBA. You got Angel Reese. You have these new stars that's coming up.
Bruh.
You got my girl out in Vegas.
Caitlin Clark is
white. Y'all don't even like women's sports.
Bro.
Who, Caitlin Clark?
Yes.
Juju, I think she
was.
You saying she was as big?
He's saying bigger.
I'm saying bigger. I'm talking about like next superstar athlete. Juju can be that.
It ain't gonna happen,
like
bro.
Superstar,
bruh. First of all,
when you talking about Peyton Manning's, LeBron James's, Allen Iverson's,
you are out
I'm
of
telling
your mind.
Y'all, bro. She got the look. She's good enough. She's in Los Angeles, California, USC.
I see more of the Allen Iverson because she got the swag for black people. Black
superstar.
Like y'all, the way y'all talking about Juju played last night,
Allen
I don't
Iverson's
know what game y'all was watching because she did not play good last night.
He doesn't support black women. That's what he tried to say. Because I told you, I said like she obviously wasn't efficient. She even said it herself, she tried to shoot herself back in the game, which obviously didn't work. But at the same time, Jalen, what the hell was she supposed to do? Who else was there to help support? Yeah, like what else was going on in that game that you from the coaching from to the rotations, like what else about that game said that she had some help?
I mean, she was destined to lose either way. She was playing UConn, so I mean, I don't know what y'all expect.
Yeah, destined to lose. Yeah, again, you don't believe
Gino played it perfectly. Unlike Kim, he blitzed her immediately. Like he knew this is all y'all got, so I'm gonna make sure I take all y'all out immediately.
Yeah,
but
go ahead.
Lou, I don't know why the hell you keep bringing up the WNBA. That's the last thing any of these girls thinking about.
They need to go for them their own.
Exactly, because Caitlin Clark rather sign with Ice Cube than whatever commission. I don't even know the commissioner for the WNBA. I'm just saying the WNBA is a wasteland if you're talking about.
But that's you talked about Bird and Magic. The NBA was a wasteland before Bird and Magic. Now you got Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese coming.
Caitlin about to go back to get her.
And then you got
PhD.
Jordan coming. Then you got Juju coming and she's gonna be Jordan and it's gonna take the WNBA to the level.
Bro,
I'm telling you, that's how it's gonna work, kid.
When was the last time people talked about Angel Reese?
They've been talking about her all year.
Angel Reese all year. What are you talking about?
All year they've been talking about her, kid.
She's been in music videos.
She did a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
I've been seeing way more Caitlin Clark than Angel Reese. I haven't seen her ass dancing on TikTok or anywhere lately. And she damn sure ain't dancing now.
She do got to dance. And I'm saying, if you going to compare this, like you said, to Magic and Bird, the NBA was in the same position that Nick is saying the WNBA is in right now. So if there was ever, ever a path for them to get they leave to a respectable place, this is it. These are the people. And then you got Juju coming in 3 years later, like Jordan did, to take the league to that next level. The path is there, Ken.
They ain't, nah, it is.
It's not even that bad, man. They just, right now, they got stars. It's just niggas don't want to tune in.
They don't got Caitlin Clark.
So y'all think that the fact that the WNBA
when have we ever talked about women as much as we have this year anyway?
Only because Angel Reese did a Tony Yayo. People want me to give it the right credit. If that shit never happened, we ain't even talking about this
shit.
That's
not true. Because Caitlin Clark, we talk about generational talent. We talk about generational talent no matter what. Like, it was a hockey dude scoring 60 goals this year, supposed to break records or whatever. What's his name? About him. I can't remember.
All right.
But I know they were talking about him breaking records, and I had never heard of the dude before T started hitting 70 goals. They talking about his generational talent. Same thing with Caitlin Clark. When we see generational talent, regardless of the sport, we talk about it. And I think these two, maybe more so Caitlin than Reese, but Caitlin has the talent to take it where it needs to be with the attention that it's getting.
The only reason why I don't think it can go to that next level is because the marketing for the WNBA is trash. When you're talking about college sports has its own brand because of marketing, because you're dealing with a lot of alma mater, like alumni. Like, there's more people that are going to support Caitlin Clark because she went to Iowa, because maybe they went to, or one of their family members went to, versus you don't even know, you can't even name me five names for the WNBA team. So I don't think, that's the reason why I think the next level won't matter. And I think, Jalen, you stay over there. And then, when it comes to the Juju being bigger than Caitlin, I can't see that because, one, Juju is the wrong skin color, and two, Juju's play style isn't what Juju's play style and how she is. She's a tall black woman, bro, who's athletic. Caitlin Clark, it looks like an average ass white woman. So a lot of white women, a lot of friends. Just same thing with the Steph Curry thing. Like, they can gravitate and feel like, I could be the next Caitlin Clark. I can't be Juju. You know what I'm saying? I can't be a bad bitch.
Same height.
I can't be a bad bitch with a hook shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
the same size, bro. Like, you don't be trying to make the black woman the big Amazon and then call Caitlin Clark a normal little regular white woman. They're the same size. Nigga,
I'm saying athleticism wise, Juju's more of an athlete than Caitlin.
And Juju more appealing. She easier on the eyes than Caitlin Clark, too. She got
that shit don't matter, Luke.
It is gonna matter. That's what I'm telling y'all.
It does matter.
Companies are about to buy into Juju. That's gonna be the thing in the next 3 to 4 years. Probably more so than Caitlin Clark. And to your point, Indiana has the number one pick in the draft. They're gonna take Caitlin. Their first game already sold out.
Oh, hell yeah, they taking Caitlin, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's white country.
That's right there.
That made sense. But will the TV follow? Will the marketing follow? Will all this stuff follow? You know, I don't know, man. I don't see it, y'all. I just don't see it. That y'all,
you about to start seeing a lot more women's basketball, Ken. I'm telling you,
bruh.
You about to see it,
Rita, Ken. I'm with you, bro. They gassing right now. We're in a great phase of college sports from the men's and women's side.
Men's is light years behind women right now.
Men's were light years ahead of women up until just now. It took men to get to the point where we got Fat Boy on the court for us to talk about men's basketball. But
that's the Spike's point. There was a time when y'all weren't even talking about women.
I know, it wouldn't even make the rundown.
We've been talking about this longer than we've been talking about the men's.
But you are talking about the golden era of women of women's basketball for the college ranks, and we still have men's basketball and the NBA going on that will easily, ratings-wise, more than likely dominate than this.
Bro.
I'm just saying.
12 million people just watched this game with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. That's exactly more than an NBA playoff game. That's probably more than the finals got last year.
I don't know about that part.
I don't know. I'm gonna say, Lou, we gotta fact check you whenever you drop numbers and shit. But I'm just saying, like, the WNBA is not going to translate because the WNBA is not in the same stratosphere as the NBA when it comes to marketing.
That's true.
So I don't see how, like, to me, Caitlin gonna go, she going back to school to get her PhD. Because she gonna try to milk the shit out of this college degree or this college.
Yeah, she going pro, she already said it.
Man.
And to my point, I'm right, Nick. The 2023 NBA Finals only averaged 11.64 million viewers.
That's because it was the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets, bro.
We're talking about Iowa, LSU.
I'm not walking it back. I'm just saying, like, yeah, if you brought the Spurs versus the damn Wizards, like, yeah, of course they gonna get better ratings than anything else.
It's still
I'm just saying, bro.
Like, yeah, it's the finals. It's the only thing on TV in June.
We're gonna track this. We're tracking it this year. Jalen got the numbers. He go back. We're gonna see how this everything tracks. And by the end of the year, I'm gonna tell y'all what the fuck was going on.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it, but we'll see. Who y'all got going to the championship game? We got NC State and South Carolina versus UConn and Iowa.
South Carolina, UConn, South Carolina winning.
I got NC State, UConn.
You really gonna hate it when Don Staley coaching the Pistons next year.
give me South Carolina because everybody talk about them like they're just unbeatable.
They are. They some beasts, man.
I'm riding the NC State wave. I'm fucking with
them. On both sides?
On both sides, bro.
That's crazy.
And give me Iowa. Iowa going to win it all. They're going to rig that game.
I was thinking, kid, I was about to say Iowa because I'm like, they're going to somehow rig for Caitlin to get a trophy and have her little Kobe moment with the trophy and shit. But
shit, in all honesty, now that I think about it, I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier. It wouldn't surprise me if Kim Mulkey threw that game.
You just like saying her name
for the greater cause. He like getting them K's off.
Yeah, man.
He calling her a monkey. That's what he like.
She did that shit on purpose.
She did it
man.
For her people.
Yeah. She was like, these Negroes are fine. You know, they okay with losing.
Oh,
you know,
shit, man.
You know, we won last year. I'm gonna give it to Caitlin. I feel bad. Damn. I'm gonna sacrifice myself on the altar. They'll do some shit like that. Everybody's questioning her coaching, right? Everybody's saying, why does she have this one person on their team, sounds like the only person on their team that can't play defense, defending a person that can shoot like Steph Curry and NCAA women's basketball or basketball period.
Yeah.
Hey, man, she did it on purpose, bro. I think she did it on purpose. Conspiracy.
That's insane. Maybe the little girl that was checking her did it on purpose. Because what the girl that was checking her was doing was she kept going under screens. Like, you wouldn't go under a screen on Steph Curry.
Kim told her that.
Mm.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Oh my God.
All right. I'm just saying this shit's suspicious, ain't right? It seems suspicious to me.
I hope that's not the case. I'd rather you just say I fucked up than you said I was too scared.
I think she was like, I need to do white by my country.
Do white by this world.
All right. Well, yeah, that's most of that, man. We'll see where this whole thing go. Let's see. I guess we can jump to anything else y'all want to talk about. We got like 10 minutes, so we can jump into what's next.
Yeah, this early, we usually be over.
Bronny,
we should Bronny be over leaving.
About college. Bronny leaving.
Breaking news.
We can move on to the next quarter. That's a waste of time. He was a wasted roster spot on that team anyway. I mean, shit. For me,
it's gonna be a big deal wherever he go though.
He should have
still.
I've been told y'all he should have went to Ohio State initially. He should not have went to USC.
He probably wanted to stay in LA with his friends and shit. You know how that is,
bro, his daddy LeBron, he can stay in LA anytime he wants to. if he's serious about his basketball, he should have went to the Big Ten. He should have went to Ohio State because he would at least got more focus. At least we would have seen what he was going to be able to do, and he was going to go against some good competition. Not to say that the competition he went to was bad in USC. It's just that where he fit in that hierarchy on that team, bro. He was. His freshman year.
His talent put him though. Like it ain't. It's some standout talent.
It's his freshman year. He's not a horrible talent. Nah, he has something. He has something. I just think that it's just the wrong environment. And then he's got his daddy playing what down the street. It's like, bro, go somewhere where you could be your own nigga, bro. Like,
that's fair.
Fuck the noise. Yeah, like, let's see if you really that good. Go somewhere where you ain't got nobody coddling you. Granted, LeBron, you know, he fucked with Ohio State. He supports them, but it's just like, he ain't never went there. He ain't got nothing to, like, outside of him being born in the same state, he ain't got really no ties to it. So it's just like, go there, see what we can, what you can do. Cause I don't know where else he can go that would make sense.
G League.
Big three.
She might have, that's probably
if, I, if I was playing. Ice Cube throwing money around, I'd throw Bron like $2 million.
Why? He can't play.
I mean, just the name.
Why the hell he going? Man, he ain't making money like that for anybody. But why the hell he going to SM? They saying he's going to SMU, or was that a joke? Were y'all joking?
No,
no, that's the coach. Yeah.
Oh, coach, okay. He left USC to go to SMU.
Oh, Bronny.
Must clear house.
Oh, LeBron, I know what this too. Is.
What's that?
He don't want to deal with LeBron and
but Bronny. They leaving though. LeBron,
yeah,
leaving LeBron, too.
Yeah, after the coach in there, I think he just over that shit, so he left.
Yeah, hell yeah. I don't know why any coach I would have said would have probably have left that situation. It takes a specific coach to deal with LeBron and everything he got going on, especially when you're talking about his son. It's just like his son probably got way more PT than he was supposed to.
Did we talk about Ice Cube offering Caitlin the $5 million?
Mm-mm.
So he offered her $5 million to play 8 regular season and 2 playoff games in the Big Three. It wouldn't interfere with the WNBA schedule. But it would only interfere with 2 games. And he offered her $5 million to come play that amount of games throughout the season.
Man, the math he did on that to get that return, she must be bringing in bank, bro.
Bruh. She at least worth 100. She at least worth 50 to 100 mil a season.
Mm.
And I'm talking about, like, when you talk about ticket sales, when you talk about jerseys, when you talk about media ad time, based off of what she's getting, the quote unquote free pub she's getting from ESPN and other sports outlets, like, bro, she's easily worth. And then, like, you think about the clicks that you get from if they have a website and all that stuff, and yeah, she's easily worth $5 mil. I mean, and when you compare it to the WNBA salary, he paying her with a ten year lifetime worth of money.
The highest WNBA salary last year was $242,000. Rookie started 75 grand.
Bronny making more than that right now.
Bronny got that under his.
And if Juju and Andrew Reese and all them, they need to demand some money, especially if they bring in, you know, all this attention y'all say they're going to get. But if they go on there just making 240.
Well, no, they going to make 75. The rookies make 75. That's the rookie pay scale.
75K?
75 grand. That's what rookies in the WNBA.
You better off betting, just doing the white man can't jump and just going on the beach and just playing niggas for money.
I wouldn't even go, bro.
I wouldn't even go for all that shit.
Yeah, nah, y'all gotta pay.
Angel Reese made $2 million last year. Well, with LSU, so they're not gonna take pay cuts because, of course, the endorsements that they have are nationwide endorsements, so they will travel to the WNBA, but their salary will be probably what they make the least money doing.
Somebody going back to school right now. just to extend that eligibility.
Mm. Was that smart by Ice Cube though?
Huh?
That was smart by Ice Cube.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, I mean,
she probably ain't gonna say yes anyway. But at least people gonna be talking about the Big Three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit, I would. I don't blame her. She made money off of them. Put ass on the corner. What the hell? They got a. It sounded worse when you acknowledged did Jalen.
Now, like you said, can they grow? They grow.
They got to figure it out sooner or later.
Yeah, all you had to do is end it with no Diddy.
Oh, yeah, bro. The fact that that's gonna be forever—that's crazy, bro. I bet he never imagined his career going there. So Bronny was putting up 4.8, 2.8. This is according to Chief Miyagi. He put Bronny's stats in there, bro. He balling.
4.8 points.
Yeah, 2.8. Yeah, off the bench. Yep, off the bench. So he's probably going to go somewhere where he can start, get more minutes, and take all the shots. Yep. All right, man. Let's jump into your favorite sport. Basketball. So the playoffs are right around the corner. Should be less than, I want to say, 10 games left. You know, things are the race is getting tight. I do think that looking at this, them doing this play-in tournament has definitely added drama to the NBA in terms of who's going to get in, who's competing for what. You know, so it's taken a while for it to kind of form. But I think just looking at – that's all I'm looking at is 6 through 10. I don't even care about the first six.
To see who got to play in.
Yeah. I don't even care about the other six. I just want to see who's going to make the play in.
That is true.
So I think that's going to work. But regardless, let's not talk about the scrubs. Who in the West is the most dangerous team outside of the Denver Nuggets?
You want to go, Nick, or you want me to go?
Go ahead, Lou.
Mine is, I can hear the chat now and y'all. I'm going to say the Mavericks, man. I think the Mavericks are really scary. They got a nice supporting cast around Luka and Kyrie. Kyrie looked like he getting back in his bag. Luka finally figuring out how to play off the ball where he's not as ball dominant. Kyrie been closing out games for them. They've been looking like they legit, like they the real deal. So I think the most threatening team is going to be the Mavericks.
The Mavs.
Mavericks. Because it ain't no guard. I don't really know if now I know Nuggets got Jokic and that's the Joker, but that's the big Joker to have in the Western Conference Finals. But I don't know if they can guard Kyrie and Luka on the perimeter. That's gonna get them hell for seven games.
What you got, Nick?
yeah, I don't know. I got Minnesota because I really still don't believe in OKC. I know FIFA been talking about them for how long has it been? It's been, what, 15 years now, Ken? This Sam Presti supposed to get this championship team. But to me, the way Ant-Man is playing, if we're talking about somebody who's going to be the face of anything, I think it's him. And I think, and I love the fact that it's the people that are acknowledging him more so than the media. I think the media is starting to come around, but the people are the ones that have been are saying like, this is the dude. And it's crazy because he's playing in Minnesota out of all places. So it's not like it's any place sexy to where you can not say OKC is like that either. But Minnesota, I mean, they won 51 games. Cat's been out for a good part of the season. He's supposed to come back sometime in the next couple of weeks. And I think him being hurt actually helped Ant look like the guy that we always said that he was going to be, or for some people that said he was going to be. So when he comes into the playoffs, I think he'll be in playoff mode because he's already been having to carry this team so far. And then you add Cat and whatever he can do, I think they could be they dangerous. Then you got Mike Conley on the team. Like, they got some good role players. Like, I like Minnesota. I like Minnesota a lot.
You know, while we're on the subject of Ant, remember when we used to talk about LaMelo a lot?
He still play?
That's the point. we haven't talked about it at all, man. It was LaMelo versus Ant versus everybody else. And LaMelo can play. But I think I may have put this in the chat, but I think he turned into his brother Lonzo, bro.
He's been hurt for a while.
Yeah, he's been hurt. Everybody been giving Zion shit, and I know, you know, it's fun. Not fun, but people do it because of the weight. But, you know, LaMelo's been getting the pass, bro, for the last couple of years.
I think that's also
the world of bad. He sold the whole world a bad bag of goods.
Yeah, I don't know what, bro. LaVar sold fentanyl.
Off into the sunset. You never heard a scene from him again, bro.
LaVar sold fentanyl to the damn league and everybody.
And the kid can play. The thing about it is the kid can play, but he just can't stay on the court.
What cursed him was going to was him being drafted by Charlotte. And what also cursed him was him not being the first NBA player to deny the extension. Granted, I sound stupid by denying the extension because obviously you get way more money with the team that drafts you than anywhere else. But it's the Hornets, bro. Like,
he didn't extend.
No, he did. You can't turn down that money, bro. It's like a difference between.
He should have been the first one.
And if he's staying hurt like this, he definitely gonna need it.
Yeah, so maybe he's playing hurt by on purpose. He probably slipping in the shower like on purpose, so he got to come back and play. But my thing is that he should have been the first one to nix that and say like I'm gonna go free agency because this organization is trash, bro. Like look, by the time he gets out of that deal, what he's gonna be what mid to late twenties, and it's just like at that point his reputation is gonna be sullied because. We're not even thinking about that. And he was supposed to be the next whatever the hell he was. And he's just another guy, at least in my opinion. Like there's other players I'd rather talk about than him right now.
Yeah, I mean he had the kids loving him, all the fans loving him. He was getting coverage. He was out there doing crazy passes, all That's these true. Threes and yeah, now is nothing.
Yes,
and,
have you heard from him? You know, he on a milk carton now.
Yeah.
Nick, I'll challenge you. I think the Timberwolves are going to lose the first round. Because they're either going to play the Pelicans, which I think can beat them.
I don't think so.
Or they're going to play the Suns. I don't think they can beat.
Suns don't have no heart.
You telling me you're going to trust Cat and Anthony Edwards over KD? Well, I know you don't like light skin and D Book.
first of all,
I shouldn't even mention D Book.
I don't know why you mentioned Booker like that. I care about more. I respect Booker T. Washington more than I respect Booker right now. Because y'all niggas keep trying to tell me this is the dude where I seen him in the whole NBA finals when he was up 2-0. He ain't do what did you do, Ken? He ain't do shit with that. So
he made it, man.
Chris Paul made it. That's weird. He ain't make shit.
I think the Timberwolves, that first series, it'll go about 6 or 7 games, but I think they lose either to the Suns or the Pelicans.
To me, the Suns is like, I trust KD. I always will trust KD. I will never not trust KD, but I don't trust any of the team. I don't trust that team around KD. Like, I don't think they have it.
What makes you trust KD, Nick?
KD's KD, bro. He's always going to be clutch when he needs to be.
Exactly. What made you trust KD?
I'm just saying, like, he's never been the issue for his team. Now, people are, people expect him to be something that he isn't. It's kind of like with Drake. Ooh, like,
superstar?
You know, it's kind of like with Drake, where people expect him to do a full rap album and no singing. It's like, nigga, that's not going to happen.
But they KD expect, has never been the reason either.
They expect KD to be a leader, to be a LeBron, to be a... whatever you want to call it, whatever you consider a basketball leader, they would expect KD to be that. He's not that. He just does his job. He's one of them niggas that clock in and clock out. You know what I'm saying?
I come to work and I work well. No extra shit. I ain't saying no overtime. None of that.
Exactly. He just liked the hoop. And for me, that's reliable, but that's not going to get you over the hump because if you're relying on Devin Booker, if you're telling now us to look at Devin Booker or Bradley Beal, to be your leaders or whatever, and then what defensive guy do they have that can stop somebody on the other end? Especially like if he plays Edwards or them, like come on, like I just don't see that team. That team doesn't have that second gear to will themselves through a deep run in the playoffs. I think
the Timberwolves do either though.
I think the Timberwolves have the youth, and Ed Edwards definitely has the heart and the grit to like he ain't scared of nobody, bro. He ain't scared of nobody, and I think that's what you need. I think you could put fear in Devin Booker's heart because I seen him get scared when it came down to the clutch time and stuff like that.
Man, you didn't see that.
I see that in that final.
That was light skin perception.
Nah, I see that.
He was carrying them in the finals.
You tell me what happened in the finals then.
You remember we shot damn near 70-80% in one game. Yeah, you remember.
You talking about one game. I'm talking about the series.
A couple of games. He was going off. It's the mother.
It was the first two. Chris Paul was hurt.
Yeah, that was an issue. But yeah, I give KD credit for at least getting him in the play-in because they looked raggedy for a while. You know, but Bill, we've never like what are we going to do with Bill? We don't even talk about him anymore. I know he stays hurt all the time. Booker has actually become an afterthought, you know, so I will say that, you know, somebody he had 37 and a half in the chat. Nobody said shit.
Nobody even thumbs up nobody acknowledged it.
He's the basketball version of Justin Herbert, bro. Like he has all these stats, but he don't do shit. Like, what does it mean?
Well, I'm not going to knock him because he's played in the finals. There's not a lot of players we can say that have done that.
Yeah, so, he played in the finals.
At least he's done that. That's a sign that you are a guy, but I don't know.
Rockets cooled off.
I mean, they have a, you know, I think I was looking at their schedule, so.
They're two games back.
Yeah, it's, you know, they lost to, I think they play some winning teams now. So they're playing Minnesota tonight.
I wanted to say that. Go ahead, Ken. You said what?
No, I was just trying to think of who else they lost to. It was somebody that I wasn't surprised they lost to.
I think
to.
It was OKC.
Mavericks. Oh, the Mavericks.
Yeah.
I wanted to say
they needed to win.
I wanted to say the Clippers, because Ken, you know, Ty Lue. I just want good things for Ty Lue. But James Harden is on that team, and I can't never pick a playoff team that has James Harden on it. I'm sorry.
The Clippers are my pick, bro.
They got Kawhi too, though.
I've seen it.
Do they? Where he at?
They would play the Mavericks first round. That would be the first round series.
Oh, yeah. So you must beat the Mavs.
Nah, I don't know.
Nah, I think
Luka been taking them out. Luka took the Clippers out last year,
I ain't worried about Luka. It's playoff Kyrie. That man is he dunking now.
You're not worried about the MVP of the league?
Who's the MVP of the league?
Luka about to be MVP this year.
No, he's not.
He is, Ken.
He's leading the race?
I don't know if he's leading, but he top three.
He leading lose ballot. That's what he got.
I think he top three, though.
Top three, bro.
Nah, I don't think Luka, he may be in the top five. He's always in the top five.
In SGA.
Yeah, I think SGA is higher than him.
He bet. Oh, my God, Luka's y'all. I swear to God.
Luka's definitely higher than
SGA. I'd rather have SGA.
It's Joker, Luka 2, and SGA is 3.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. Jason Tatum is 4 and Giannis is 5.
That's crazy that Tatum is 4 and he got the best. They easily about to have the best record in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's according to Vegas.
This is Vegas. This is Vegas Insider.
Bruh, there's no way. Because I'm with you. Tatum should be. It should be Tatum and SGA. They should be fighting for
no, it. It should be Tatum, SGA, and Joker. That should be the top three.
If y'all want to throw Joker in there, fine. He already got one, though. And right now, you know, well, they're damn near tied 1 and 2 in the West. But Joker got his. Give SGA his title, bro.
Over Luka? Crazy.
Nah.
Yeah, he been killing, Ken. Luka
no.
Been killing.
Luka I don't care. Tatum, so is Tatum.
No, you haven't. Tatum ain't been putting up stats. Jaylen Brown
dropping in the fourth quarter. Like, he ain't doing shit. He always fucking fold up.
Tatum put up 59.
Oh, yeah.
Jaylen folds like wins. A fucking chair in the fourth quarter.
Jaylen, so
points don't fucking matter.
I'm glad you're bringing that up. I'm glad you're bringing that up because I saw somebody in the chat one of the last times we talked about it. They was like, I don't know why people saying that Jason Tatum ain't clutch. What happened in game 7 against the Sixers or this game? And I'm like, bruh, they've damn near been like in a weird way, like an alternative version of the Chiefs when it comes to like going to championship games. Because like for as young as that Boston nucleus is, as far as Tatum, Brown, they've been to what? How many Eastern Conference Finals series? Like what, 4 or 5?
But to Jaylen's point, it matters because Tatum always fold. Like nobody believes he can do it.
That's my point. It's like it's not like the Chiefs where it's like that leads to success in Super Bowls or championships. It leads to disappointment and failure. Because the best chance they actually had, I say the realistic chance, was when they faced Golden State and it was up 2-1. They should have been able to close out that series. But like Jaylen said, something about Tatum, the wires got crossed and loose or whatever the fuck. And then we found out that Jaylen Brown got exposed as well. It's just like, bro, like y'all can get there, but y'all do nothing with the opportunity when y'all there. And then y'all lose to Miami on some goofball shit like every other year. And they always be like a playing team that somehow, some way gets in. It's like, to me, it's just like Boston. I think everybody in the whole world is like, I talked to a Boston Celtics fan today because I'm up here in the New England area. So it's nothing but Celtics fans and shit and Knicks fans. So it's like, I asked one of them, I was like, y'all think is this y'all year? They're like, hell no. Nah. The year we had was when we went to the finals. So to me, until they do it, I can't believe it. And Tatum, constantly, they lose to the Hawks. The way they can lose these close games, like I'm watching situational basketball, and it's like this is not a good team when it comes to that. Even as stacked as their roster is,
Luka averaging 34-9-10.
I don't care what he averaging.
Number 1 in the league in scoring, number 2 in the league in assists.
What's his record? Like, what,
they
see, and
they
see,
fourth in the West.
They pulled this shit fifth years ago West. when they figured out a way to give Joker the MVP when he didn't deserve it. And I saw the con coming. I spoke it on this program, and here we are. SGA has been balling, and they're picking some dude that's way below him to give the MVP because he had all these damn stats.
Way below him.
In terms of record wins, absolutely. Absolutely. That's been an average. They just went on a hot streak. They've been an average team.
They haven't been healthy.
It doesn't matter, bro.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't matter. He does not deserve the MVP.
He does. He does. Kid, he averaging 34 a game and ten assists and 9 rebounds.
As a guard.
And they're fifth in the East.
SGA is first, bro.
Hey, did Russell Westbrook deserve the MVP he got?
He averaged a triple double.
He did something.
Is Luka not damn near that right now? He just gave you the stats.
He averaged a triple double. Luka's averaging 34, 10, and 9.
Ken, what does damn near mean? What is that?
That means it's not
34, 10, and 9 is not a triple double. Like, what are we talking about?
It's damn near. Hey, Lou, if I give you $99, is that $100? Nah.
Right.
It ain't a C, though.
King, he's averaging 30.
Bro, y'all falling for the bullshit. Bro.
Russell was doing it.
Y'all falling for the bullshit.
I was going to say, if you try to blame it on anybody, you blame that on Russ. You can't blame that on
Russ. No, I'm not blaming it on Russ. I'm blaming it when white America decided to find a way to give guys that can play awards that they didn't deserve.
Luka deserves it, bro.
How? The wins are stacking up.
They just 7 games behind the Thunder.
Yes, they were literally like number 9.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Why doesn't SGA deserve it?
Luka, it's not that he doesn't deserve it. Luka's just playing better.
Yeah, I would say Luka's had a better season than he has.
Luka's having a better season, bro.
He had a better season than he has, bro.
And he has less up. Like, we don't even talk about his supporting cast outside of Kyrie.
I don't even know nobody else on Dallas team.
Bro, y'all are crazy.
I know SGA is probably starting 5, I think.
He's playing better with less wins.
Yes.
This man is not averaging a triple-double because, oh my God, those are so glorious now. Triple-doubles, that shit don't even mean shit anymore. Well, fuck these goddamn triple-doubles. Fucking overrated now.
But you the one saying he won the MVP because
I'm just saying that everybody putting up triple-doubles because of the way they've changed the rules in the offense and shit like that. The shit means less now than it did when Russell Westbrook was doing it. All right. What I'm saying, SGA is averaging 30 points and he has way more wins and he's leading the West.
35.
And because
six.
A motherfucker averaging 3 more points and 4 or 5 more, whatever, y'all gonna put him over him? Where, yes. Y'all, man. Y'all always fall for the bullshit, bro.
He's averaging 35 and 6. Lucas averaging 34, 9, and 9. That's a better season.
Who has more wins, bro? Whose production on the court has impacted their team more?
Luka. And that's my point.
Luka, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
You're not supposed to do this, but a lot of this is weighing into it too. It goes to that run that they had. Or that they've been having. Like, he's had success already in the playoffs. People have seen him hoop when it was important. You ain't never really seen SGA do that. That's just the rights of how it goes in the NBA anyway. Well,
two things, Lou. One, we can't disrespect SGA for how he's helped turn around OKC.
I'm just saying he had a better season.
We talking about the season. This is about the MVP this year, not because of whatever Luka lost in the playoff games. He ain't win shit. And second of all, my thing is this. We have – the only thing I blame Russell Westbrook for is the fact that we have now – move the goalposts easily when we talk about MVP because it used to be best player on the best team.
That's the problem.
Go ahead. And then over here, Jalen, is pipe down, bro. We gonna get your thoughts scored off. But my thing is this: to me, we should only be looking at SGA realistically and Tatum or Brown somehow, some way, if we're talking about MVP, because I'm sorry, as much as the stats say Luka is balling and I've seen the games, he doing, you know, one-handed, underhanded 3-point shots and shit like that. I see the games and stuff like that. However, I don't think anybody is really betting on the Mavs to really do shit. I don't think anybody really expects them to
Nobody betting on the Celtics to do shit. They won 60 games.
What
are we talking about?
We expect the Celtics to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals. We expect the OKC to make that next step to get a deeper run to actually compete in the playoffs and make a deep run. With the Mavs, like you said, Lou, they've already done that. They've already been to the Western Conference Finals. They've already won playoff games against teams that we thought were better than them as far as the Clippers. So now all there is to do is same expectations, them are similar with the Celtics, is like get to the finals, make a legit run. But I don't think anybody else sees them getting past Denver. Like I always mentioned, no one's really getting past Denver. We're talking about all these things just to make conversation, but no one's really getting past Denver. And Kyrie probably is more of an engine to this team success than we really give him credit for. Like I said, a nigga dunking now. I ain't never thought I could see Kyrie dunking consistently. He getting alley-oops and some more shit.
Kyrie's very important to their success, but
they just want to get a white man the MVP award. That's all this is. They've been in love with this fucking Luka Doncic since he came into the NBA, proclaiming he's the best ever, all this fucking shit. And now the one thing they need to do is to give him an award, and they're finding a way to do it. Y'all falling for the bullshit.
The best season,
bro,
that he's had professionally.
Y'all falling for the bullshit. This is what they do. These are the games that they play. And y'all are falling for the okie doke, bro. I'm trying to.
Y'all wilding. And Will Kennen, y'all.
What you got to say? What you got to say, bro? You always talking shit.
You said the best player on the best team. So if Luka ends up getting the one seed, because they're not that far apart from getting the one seed, that means Joker gets the one seed. That means the MVP should go to Joker. Or yes, the MVP should go to Tatum. And that's flawed logic, because the meaning of MVP is the most valuable player. Meaning if I take this player off this team goes to fall apart. If I took SGA from OKC, they would still make the playoffs. If I take Luka from Dallas, it's not the same thing.
First of all, you take SGA from OKC, they're not making the playoffs.
That is a lie.
Second off, my thing is this. I'm not the one who created those rules and criteria. That's what has always been done historically in the NBA up until Westbrook. Yes, that's when I said when the goalposts move. But up until then, bro, that's literally what the criteria was. It was the best player on the best team because it was the most valuable player on the most valuable team. That's what the criteria was.
The criteria now has changed.
The criteria has changed based off of stats. And that's what we got proven with Russell Westbrook, because when he did it the first time, it was historic. Then he did it for like 3 years straight, and it was like, and he was getting bounced out of the first round, and niggas was like, what the fuck is we doing?
And they didn't even give him an award. Since we're talking about stats and what people are doing, didn't he get the award the second time?
This is a new era of the NBA, though. We're in an era of the NBA where people are calling Paul George their favorite or the best player. It ain't about the wins. Like, what has Paul George ever done?
What does that got to do with Louis?
Because he got a lot to do with it. Y'all talking about how he got to be on the best team and win. Obviously, people don't care no more. They picking Paul George to be their best player.
Because niggas like you voting. That's what it is. It's niggas like you voting. Me and Kim, that's holding it down, trying to keep tradition going. And y'all new niggas is in here trying to piss in the damn the water and saying that it's cool.
That's not always even true either. Because when Kobe won it, they didn't have the best record that year. The Celtics did. So even then, when Kobe got it, like
I'm not saying there's not outliers, because Steve Nash won it when he damn sure shouldn't have got it. That's why I feel like they gave it to Kobe anyway.
Shaq should have won it that year.
My thing is this: it's like, again, it's precedent. Like, we historically, when you look on average, it's usually, again, the best player on the best team. Now, if you want to change the rules and just have it all be about stats and all that other shit,
changed.
That's what
me and Jalen telling y'all. The rules are changed. Y'all said that Russell Westbrook changed the rules.
Exactly.
The rules are changed.
James Harden didn't have the best record when he won. So it's
a new era.
What y'all saying doesn't make any sense. And that's been over the last 8 to 10 years.
Yes, and the Lakers were the number one seed in the West that year in 2008. You are typically
in the West.
One of
the
top. You are typically a one seed.
That's what I mean.
You're one of the best teams in the league.
But used to be. It's not anymore. It's just since Russell Westbrook, that has not been the case. Maybe.
Why did Westbrook have to do it? Because a black man has to work twice as hard in order to get some shit. In order for him to get that award, he had to do something that ain't never been done before since Oscar Robinson.
I'm happy he got it.
That was the reason why they didn't want to give it to him then, because of the record.
Everybody was saying
he walked so the rest of the triple double makers can run.
KD ain't have the best record neither when he won it. So I
that logic has always been flawed to me. Whoever means the most to the team, and that's who the MVP should be. If I take this player off this team, what does this team look like?
We could argue. We can. Hey, speaking of that, Jalen, we could argue Jalen Brunson was the best player on that Mavs team there during them times when they went to the Western Conference Finals. Because once they took
Jalen pom poms on because he on your team.
Yeah, because he played for the Knicks. It's time to move on. The Knicks starting to come up.
Hey, Ken, once Jalen Brunson left the Mavs, they ain't been back to the Western Conference Finals since.
I'm telling you, they haven't.
That's 1 year, bro. It's been 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Hey, all right.
It's been more than one year. Jalen's been gone for at least 2 years.
Brunson was the most important person on that team that year.
Mm-hmm. Let's see who make it back first, Luka or Jalen. Let's see who make it back to the Western Conference.
Let's just see how the Eastern Conference Finals. Make it back first. Let's see how the career ends.
Let's get
one in New York. So I knew how his career
was. All right, man. Well, what about the East real quick? Let's we get out of it. Y'all talking crazy, bro. I can't believe y'all falling for this shit. I'm trying to keep y'all together.
We watching him play,
and
kid.
I've been trying to do this. Shelton been trying to usher in this damn white wave on this program since Joker, hey, Luka, and all of these people. And I'm trying to hold it down.
It's not our fault.
And now you.
Americans don't know how to play basketball no more, man. It's not our fault. Mm-hmm. Luka's just a better basketball player than anybody else.
Who y'all got in the East, man? Dangerous team in the East.
You want to be dancing all in the video?
Uh-huh. All they want to do is drill.
Who in the East, bro? Just give me a name.
Go ahead, Luke.
Disgusting right now.
The most dangerous team to the Celtics, I'm going to say this just to fuck with Knicks and the Jinx. The Knicks. I'm gonna go with the Knicks, man. They got they're gonna have your man's coming back. Why can't I think of his name right now?
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle's coming back. Jalen Brunson been playing out of his mind. I like Obi at the stretch position or either the wing. I like New York in the playoffs, going to New York City and Madison Square. Madison Square Garden in the playoffs, it ain't nothing like it in the East, man. So if I had to pick anybody other than the Celtics, even to compete with the Celtics, especially looking at this weak-ass list of the Eastern Conference right now, this is awful. So the Knicks at four don't seem like a bad bet to me. I'm going with the Knicks.
I was gonna say pause heavy in that, but you was praising the Knicks, so I know that doesn't come easily to you. So that's why. But obviously, you know, I'm going with New York. I think what I'm really respected by them, I'm trying to put my bias aside, so. Just listen to me. The fact that Julius Randle and OG have been hurt or have been out of the lineup for a dramatic, probably the whole second half of the season, it just seemed like. And the fact that they've still been winning games. Jalen Brunson has proven that as a small player, you can still have a huge impact on the team as their best player. He went toe-to-toe with Wemby, and if it wasn't for the fucking refs, we would have already won that game. And you could say that game the same thing about other games as well, especially the OKC game that happened not too long ago, too. The team plays well. Like, this is a really a great fundamental team. The only issue that, of course, I have is what FIFA always talk about with Tom Thibodeau-led teams is that he can run y'all motherfuckers into the ground. So they've been playing hard. Shit, they had Josh Hart was the first NBA player. They was about to put a damn a banner statue on you, the first NBA player to play 48-minute games and shit like that. So I don't know. Fatigue-wise, I'm nervous about them. But as far as the grit and I think the fit that they all have with each other, I think they're a dangerous team as far as making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, I'm not saying they should make it to the NBA Finals, but like Lou said, bro, I've been looking at the East a lot. And they keep on trying to put the 76ers on national TV, and I'm like, why?
Bro, why? you look at the rest
Embiid
of the East.
Embiid just came back.
Yeah.
I've been saying before that, they was playing. I was like, bro, get these niggas off.
Yeah, they probably could have flexed some of those games out since he was gone. Because they were struggling.
They're going to have to flex the Eastern Conference playoffs is what they're going to have to do. Like, these matchups, after the Bucks and the Celtics, which, of course, Giannis got some box office power, the Celtics are the Celtics. Nobody wants to really see the Cavs, the Magic, the Pacers, the Heat, the Sixers, the Bulls, or the Hawks play. Like, nobody really want to see them play.
I think in the East, man, I'm with you. I don't know. It just looks shady. I guess I'm going to go with the Cavs. And I'm just guessing.
You just picking a name out the hat.
I really am.
Just looked at it and was like, okay. Yeah. Why the Cavs third right here? It must be something.
Because it's crazy because I mean, they were a half game up on the Knicks, but I think someone just said that they lost to Miami, so they may be a full game up. But to me, what's crazy is that going into the season, you would have thought the Bucks would have easily been a team to pick, to, especially after the Dame trade, to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And now with the way they play, they won some games. I know Doc has made up for that horrible loss he had or record he had coming out the gate. But it's just like there's something off about that team. And it's happened ever since they fired a head coach. It's like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if Giannis is really just like doing a make it or break it year. Like if we win it, then I'll stay. If we not, then I'll try to make moves elsewhere. And then Dame looks like, I don't know, people talk about the divorces. They say the divorces, it may still be on his mind. And then the fact that he's in Milwaukee out of all places when he was trying to be, I would be hurt too, but I'll be like, nigga, get over it. Like, you got about $200 million of reasons why you should get over that shit. And you can always go to Miami in the offseason, but it's just, I don't know. I just, this team doesn't just, it doesn't seem right. And then Chris Middleton we talk about Klay Thompson falling off. Chris Middleton, damn near, somebody threw his ass off the fucking ledge. Like, damn near like how they did the lady off of Game of Thrones in that trap door. Like,
Yeah. No, he fell off big time. All right. Last one. Cowboy question.
Oh, man. Here come a troll. I know I looked at this before.
Should the Cowboys trade Dak before the draft, or should they try to resign him before the upcoming season starts?
They should make him play this season out.
Why?
You're not going to get the value for him if you trade for him. And what was the other option other than trade, did you say?
Or re-sign him before the season starts.
Hell no. Don't do that either. Let him play this season out. Let him show whatever it is that he's worth. Super Bowl or bust. If not, man, you can go play for the Raiders.
Well, because the reason why I say why is because I know he has a no trade clause. And he can't be franchise tagged. So, like, first of all, from his end, brilliant on his end, because he literally has all the leverage in the world for at least this season.
Do
it. Yeah, he does, because the only time he can be traded is if he agrees with the trade. So,
but if you go into this season without a contract, you essentially have to win a Super Bowl.
He didn't, because remember, that's the reason why I was saying, why would you not sign him now before the season starts? Because last time y'all was in the same position, he got hurt, and y'all still paid him when he was hurt, and he didn't even play I didn't think he played more than four games that year, because he got hurt in the season or preseason, one of the two. And y'all still paid him to be one of the highest quarterbacks. So it's just like, y'all been in a situation before where y'all kicked the can on paying him, and you end up paying him more money than y'all wanted to. And you're going to have to do it again, because the price tag is going to be $60 million a year, bro. So you're going to pay that nigga $60 million a year, and you're going to lose Michael Parsons. You're going to lose CeeDee Lamb. Somebody's going to be gone.
That's not going to happen if he win a Super Bowl, though. And that's why you make him wait until the end of this season.
So you're going to let him walk?
Why not? Why not, bro? If you can't win a Super Bowl in the most important season of your life from a contract standpoint and a career legacy standpoint, if you can't do what you were brought to town to do, then yeah, walk, nigga. We don't care. We're not paying you $65 million to come and go to conference championship games every two or three years. Let that nigga go. He can go play anywhere else. But this season right here, it need to be Super Bowl or bust for him, or you can go.
First of all, you're talking about him like he's some side chick that
I do
you're
not
wrong.
Care.
I'm you're not, talking
like
you're,
he is.
No, you're talking for me. It's just like you're talking about he was drafted not to take over for Tony Romo. So let's not act like he was drafted high. He was supposed to be this guy who's going to take us to the promised land. He wasn't.
Okay.
Y'all lucked into that as far as him being a stable quarterback. My thing is this, though. We've seen what it's like to be without a good quarterback. Look at New England. Look at Denver without Peyton Manning. Like, these niggas, like, they're in Siberia right now. So you want to talk about the biggest brand in football right now, which is the Cowboys, unfortunately, without a quarterback?
Biggest brand in sports. Get it right.
I ain't going that far. Without a quarterback. Like, that doesn't make sense to me, bro. And you going to let him walk and replace him with what?
It will make sense. Let's say he struggles next year. Like, it doesn't matter what he did this year or what he's done to earn the $65 million a year, or $60 million a year. If he struggles going into next year, then you're going to continuously have these problems or questions going into the offseason. Did the Cowboys make a mistake in signing Dak? Or you're always going to have it going into the offseason. Who wants to do that when you can start over? Like, quarterbacks are in abundance now, bro.
No, they're not, bro.
Quarterbacks are in abundance as far as people taking flyers and chances on quarterbacks coming out of college or free agents or people that they feel like can play the game. I'm not necessarily saying that the talent is all of there for those people, but people are more willing to take risk on quarterback now more than ever. Look at Kirk Cousins just came here and he got $100 million in Atlanta.
And he's
35 years old, bro.
And Atlanta's,
so my point to that is saying, I would rather Dak play this season out and show that he has the capability to be able to win a playoff game, go on a playoff run versus having good seasons, having good stats, and then it end in disappointment every year and you paying him $65 million a year for that.
That's
not good business.
First of all, you said quarterbacks in abundance. I think you're literally just talking about quantity, not quality, because we've seen a couple draft class where we can't find now. Trevor Lawrence is still on the clock, and he's supposed to be the best quarterback out of that draft class. And right now they're talking about JJ McCarthy about to be the next coming of who gives a fuck. And that we all know that's not true. My thing is this, bro. Like, again, there is no solution outside of Dak. Y'all have not set up yourselves to be like, we got somebody waiting in the wings or we have a high draft pick. That's why I'm even entertaining this question, is because y'all are doing the same stupid shit, or at least management is, by betting on him fucking up or him doing something, whatever, to where you could justify his exit when you can't. Because if you let him walk and you get nothing for him, y'all look stupid. And then if you, like you said, if y'all lose in the first round, and you pay him, y'all look stupid. So literally, that's why I said he has all the leverage, because you're not going to do it. You're going to have to resign.
Do you think Dak could go somewhere else and win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Would you bet on it?
If the 49ers traded him and a couple first round draft picks and they gave the Cowboys Brock Purdy.
Wait, the 49ers can't pay him $60 million. Somewhere where he going to make the money that he looking to make, do you think he can win a Super Bowl there? He can't go to the 49ers. He can't go to the Eagles. He can't go to these teams that can't afford him. If there were a team that could afford him with the roster that they have around him, would you trust Dak Prescott to win a Super Bowl?
It depends on the team. Mm-hmm. It depends on the team. But I think Dak can win a Super Bowl. I just think that right now in Dallas, I don't see that happening.
Why would we resign him?
Because you have no other choice. You have no other choice.
That's what they have a draft every year, bro.
And how many quarterbacks have y'all taken since Troy Aikman, and that's worked out?
The last one we took was him. He worked out fairly well.
He was a fourth round pick that y'all farted in that round and ended up lucking up and getting him.
That was good old fashioned recruiting.
Tony Romo was undrafted. Like, what are y'all? You acting like you Green Bay and you every time y'all need a quarterback, y'all get a Hall of Famer. Like, what are y'all?
It ain't even that we draft necessarily good quarterbacks, but Dak was a good one. But we always draft good players, from Parsons to Lamb to Tyron Smith, Fredericks. Like, we've drafted Hall of Famers within the last decade.
QB, and look what that got you. Because you know what? QB is all that
matters. Because we don't got a fucking QB. That's why. Because we got a scrub at QB doing it.
Exactly. Which is why I'm saying.
Dak is really good. I don't trust him for $60 million a year. And that means that somebody's going to have to walk, like Michael Parsons or CeeDee Lamb. And I would rather have those two guys.
We'll see. I don't know. Ken, I don't know what you got any thoughts
on. All right. Nah. I'm good. Let's jump to, we got a video for a disrespect this week. Yep. All right. We'll do that. And then we'll jump into the power rankings. And then we'll hit super chats and call it a night. This is about to be a hot mess.
Mm-hmm. What's going on, y'all? Whatever.
Uh-oh. I should have did one. Matter of fact, I might cook up after this shit y'all are talking.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Nick. Another episode of Who Deserves Disrespect for Dead End Sports. This week, there's actually a couple things I could have mentioned. The columnist from the LA Times about, you know, talking about the LSU girls and stuff like that. But we're not going to get into that because, you know, we all know how the LSU and USC shit played out because, you know, we definitely ain't in Black History Month. But this one is going to be short and sweet.
You already know how I feel like I've coined the term by now, white man luck, and I'm going to this NFL draft with J.J. McCartney. Who the hell said that he was a good quarterback? It wasn't me. I don't think it was none of the Deadhead Sports crew. But for some reason, it's always like this every year. It was Zach Wilson a couple years ago, Daniel Jones for the Giants. That hurt me personally, obviously. Who else is it? It's always some random ass white boy who we don't really respect during the season. And obviously during the draft, we see them rise up. But somebody like Michael Penix, who's actually in the championship game, he gets knocked for hit. Well, all I'll say is, whoever drafts J.J. McCarthy, I pray it's not the Giants. The Giants do that twice. I might hit a pull of Sheldon and be excommunicado from the New York Giants as far as me being my, you know, a secondary franchise I support. But if I see J.J. go in the top 10, I'm clowning whoever's drafting him, regardless if it's my team or not, because I don't see it. I legit don't see it. He is the Jimmy G. He was Jimmy G of college football. And he, at best, could be the Jimmy, not the Jimmy G, sorry, the Brock Purdy of college football. And at best, he could be the Jimmy G of the NFL. That's what I meant to say, you know what I'm saying? But y'all tell me, y'all let me know. I watch Big Ten football all the time, obviously, because I lived in the state of Ohio. So obviously, that whole conference has always been a part of my lifestyle. But I watched a lot of those games. He got poise. That's about it. His poise and composure is the most professional thing about him. Y'all let me know if it's white man luck or does he well deserve.
I got Nick. What, did you just come in from running?
He had that Shea moisturizer on it.
Boy, he was shiny as
that nigga was glistening, boy.
Bruh, in my apartment, it's either cold or hot. There's no in between. I'm still trying to figure out the thing. Yeah, bro. I'd be in here. Yeah, I was sweating.
I said, man, that nigga's shining.
I can't stand y'all niggas, bro. I always got something to say.
And he had the yellow on to make it pop.
I know, bro.
I said, damn, when Nick went all out for this segment.
He probably sprayed a little water on his face.
A mist. Like it was a little mist like going on his face.
So he could be sexy.
I can't stand y'all.
All right. Let's do. Do you want to do a best thing in sports this week or the power rankings for?
We can do power ranking. Well, we can do best thing in sports.
All right. Because they were asking if we had one. I was like, yeah, we got one. But yeah, it's this one for you, Spike.
Yeah, old man, boy. Bron.
Yeah. Why you got to be old man, bro?
He said it. I didn't.
Look at this. What'd he say? Of 10 from three.
What'd he say after this, Ken?
Oh, I didn't catch the interview. But
he said, man, I don't know how many of these I got left, man. You know,
hey, but shit, 40 points, man. Yeah. 40 points, 9 of 10, bro.
The best shooting game he's had in his whole career.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Which is crazy. So, yeah. He's actually, I think they're saying he's actually shooting 3 points statistically better than Steph. It's some stuff. Mm. That some analytic I saw, but
Bron, you know, so
picky, this looked like just a nigga just playing. Like he looked like he just throwing shit up. Like he could tell he's just like, I'm the oldest nigga here. I don't give a damn what
who
we
gonna
doing.
Say something to me.
And exactly. Sometimes he get like that where he just start throwing stuff up, like the one that little step back to the baseline.
To the corner. Yeah. That's how he fucked his ankle up that last time doing goofy shit.
But the Nets should be ashamed of themselves when this happened though.
They need to move that team. No one cares about that team in Brooklyn, and no one cares about the Nets in general. They need to move that team back to Seattle or something like that. Like
it was in Jersey, back to Jersey.
No. I'm saying they're not even there. Just the Knicks is the only team that you really even need to care about in New York. The Nets is just trash.
Yep. All right. Well, yep. That's what I had this week.
For me, man, it's my man DJ Burns from NC State. That boy been putting on a show.
Oh, ACC, I thought this was a women's basketball player. thought, they in the Final Four too.
Yeah, they are. They are. I was gonna say something. Some, hey, Ken, some of them do look like him.
That's DJ Burns, not a woman from NC State. I just enjoy. He looked like he having fun, man. He brought some personality to the tournament that was lacking it. You really didn't have anybody to root for. He was the underdog. He leans into it. I've heard him on several interviews and stuff. He's been able to really play the attention well. So this is the best thing I've seen in sports this week was DJ Burns.
You already know what I'm about to go to. My boy, Brun Brun. You know what I'm saying? He's on the great, Ken, he's on the greatest contract in NBA history. With the production he's putting in, he getting paid $100 million to do all this for the Knicks to bring him back. Brun Brun going for 61 against the Spurs, even though it was in a loss, but that's because of the refs. Wemby did his thing too, as far as his stats as well, but shit, he ain't going to be doing shit in the playoffs unlike the Knicks. So yeah, we got to give them credit for while I can.
Dope. Nice. And
I like Jalen Brunson, man.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Yeah. I liked him more, you know, when he was with the Mavs.
I like him in New York. I would like to see him win in New York just to get that whole.
He is winning. Oh, you mean win a title?
Yeah, like real.
I think because I'm here now in this area, you know what I'm saying? So there's going to be some good juju going on ever since the year.
You ask him a lot now.
He got the attitude to win in New York. I liked it. I hope they can get somebody to really take them over the top.
All right, let's jump into these power rankings.
All righty, power rankings for this week.
These, you say wankers or rankings?
Yeah, he said wankers. Boy, pause.
Power rankings. Easy for me to say that, man. I'm doing the top players of the tournament ranking, men's and women's, starting at number 5 with the original Great White Hype, Paige Becker. She did her thing last night with UConn. I think she had over 20 points. She's coming back off of 2 almost career-ending knee injuries to come back and play as well as she's been playing throughout the tournament. Great job by her. Number 4, the big man himself, Zach Edey. He has underperformed in the tournament up to now to get them to the Final Four. And he acting like he got a grudge, a chip on his shoulder, too. He said all the coaches that passed him by, this one is for him, for them. And he said that the coaches they're about to play next definitely is on his list. I thought that was interesting. Number 3, the lady herself, Juju Watkins, man. She's been so enjoyable to watch. I differ from Ken and Nick. I think she's going to take women's basketball to the next level. Shout out to Juju. Number 2, my best of the week, DJ Burns. One of the best stories of the men's tournament, the personality leaning into being the underdog. Had some great interviews out there for y'all this week if y'all haven't seen them. And number 1, Ken, just for you, the great white hype herself, Caitlin Clark. Man, she's been a show to watch. Don't matter which side you fall on, if you're a LSU fan or an Angel Reese fan or just the other side fan, you still have to admit how much this lady has put on throughout the tournament and really the NCAA season. So the top 5 tournament players to date.
Just had to put Caitlin number 1, bro.
You knew that was coming. You know how Lou like his white people.
All right, man. Let's jump into these super chats. CD, just giving FIFO some daycare money. Appreciate it. Hopefully I'll get him here next week. TJS_6. UConn is the defending champs and won every game last tournament and this tournament by 25-30 points. If that's not proven, I don't know what is. So, yeah. All right. Cube offer Clark 5 million for the big 3. Yep. Yes, smart, man.
Smart.
Y'all are ready to admit Luka is the MVP yet? Man, we already had that conversation, bro.
Shout out to you, Jay Beecher.
Yeah, it's undeserved. And last one, Birdman at 5-0. We all knew Luka was this. He's been this for years. SGA, number 1 predicted OKC to be number 1, let alone a playoff team. No one predicted OKC to be number 1, let alone a playoff team. They are number 1. That's the most important part when discussing MVP. Finally,
somebody. I agree. Yes. That's the most logical thing I heard.
It's not all day. Birdman 8-5-0.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to me. And that is the show. That is the show. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. Oh, these games, the tournament games, they be kind of late, don't they? The championship game.
Yeah, the Final Four.
Oh, yeah, I think the women's is on Tuesday when we play.
Excuse me.
Yeah, the men's is Monday. The women's is Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was thinking we might do a reaction to that, but they be ending like 12 something at night. I don't know. But anyway, we appreciate you guys showing up and kicking it with us, and we will catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.